What do you think is the most devastating question you can ask that will cause your brain to totally freeze and instantly sabotage any chance you might have had of success? I want you to think about that for a moment, and I'm going to reveal with you the answer in just a moment. I am Cliff Townsend, founder of BrainMaster.com and also the podcast Get Rich Quick or Stay Broke, where you will learn the principles, strategies, and secrets on how to generate wealth quickly. The reason why I started these platforms is because I'm on a personal mission to earn $1 million or more in a very short period of time. And I'm going to be sharing with you the same secrets, the same principles, the same techniques, the same strategies that I'll be using to achieve my goal right here on these platforms. And if you believe that this is a worthwhile goal and believe that this is a goal that you would like to also pursue, then I invite you to join me on this journey. However, I do have one quick favor I need to ask of you. I developed a very unique coaching method called CAGE. And the A in CAGE stands for accountability. As a coach, I found that my biggest job is actually holding people accountable for the goal that they say that they want to achieve in their lives. And that is exactly what I want you to do for me. I want you to hold me accountable. So if you see me, hear me say, or do something that is not in alignment with my goal, I want you to call me out. Deal? Okay. So before we get into the question that will cause your brain to instantly sabotage your success before you even have a chance of getting started, we first need to have a basic understanding of how our brain works, right? So there are two primary controlling parts of the brain. It's what neuroscientists call, these are what neuroscientists call system one, and not surprisingly, system two. If you've ever read the best-selling book called Thinking Fast and Slow, then you're probably familiar with these two systems, right? System one is the thinking fast part of the brain. And the reason why it thinks fast is because it really doesn't take time to fully process the tens of thousands of pieces of information that is attempting to enter our brain on a daily basis. Some scientists believe that estimate that the average person processes approximately 70,000 pieces of information on a daily basis every day. That's a lot of information. System one operates primarily based on past experiences. So any new piece of information, anything that it is not familiar with, anything that new that tries to get in, usually gets rejected immediately. So because it doesn't process a lot of new information and it primarily only works with what it already knows, meaning past experiences, system one is able to operate at lightning speed because it doesn't exert much energy in thinking about things, right? It's a really interesting thing, though. It's based on past experiences, right? So, but the experiences doesn't even have to be your own. System one will respond the same way based on how you reacted when you saw how other people reacted to a certain situation. We'll dive into that on another episode. So here are some examples of system one thinking at work, right? When you've been getting up on the same side of the bed for days, weeks, months, years. Brushing your teeth, driving your car, tying your shoelaces, turning on your computer, checking your social media. For most people, these things happen automatically. They take absolutely no thought. Therefore, hardly any brain power or energy is used in doing these things. This is system one thinking operating at its best. And just so you know, we are in system one mode the majority of our lives. Most people get up every day and they repeat 90 to 97% of the exact same things the day before, and the day before that, and the day before that, and the day before that. Have you ever asked yourself, isn't there more to life? Or how did I get here? You got there because of system one. System one took you there. System one keeps you repeating the same experiences and doing the same thing over and over again. System one keeps you in your comfort zone. But we'll talk about comfort zone on a different episode. System two, on the other hand, unlike system one, is slow and deliberate. It takes time to process things. System two is the thinking slow part of the brain. System two uses a lot of energy to process the thousands of pieces of information that comes into our brain on a daily basis. System two is conscious and logical, and this is where new information, new ideas get processed. However, the brain is designed to protect us and keep us safe. So therefore, system two will determine what it considers to be dangerous from what it considers to be not dangerous and will act accordingly. Here's a couple of examples of system two at work. Have you ever parallel parked in a tight parking space? Remember how much focus it took, how much focus and concentration that it took turning the wheel at the right angle, backing and passing, pressing on the gas, pressing on the brakes at the same time, you know, going forward a couple of inches, backing up a couple of inches, going back and repeating again. It takes a lot of focus, a lot of concentration, especially if it's a really tight space. In fact, I know people that will park two blocks away and walk back before they really even attempt to do parallel parking, because it takes a lot of focus, especially in a tight spot. If you're able to do that, if you're able to parallel park, thanks to system two, that system two will work. Here's another example of system two will work. Have you ever had to make a life-changing decision like which house to buy or whether you should take that dream job? But taking that dream job means moving to a whole new city and leaving your family and friends behind. That is system two will work. So that is the basic concept of how to work individually apart. So here's how to work together. According to research, the human brain weighs approximately 2% of our body weight, but it consumes approximately 20% of our energy on a daily basis. And of course, the majority of that is consumed by system two because it takes a lot of energy to process information. System one wants to be as efficient as possible. In fact, both systems want to be as efficient as possible. However, some would say that system one is lazy, and some would say that it's just more energy efficient. Regardless of whatever you call it, right, here's what usually happens. Whenever you attempt to do or learn something new, system one immediately shuts it down. Here's what I mean. Have you ever, and I think this happens to most of us, have you ever worked at a job and you had that one person that was always saying, that's not my job. That's not what I get paid to do. Yeah, that system won't work. Whenever you have that new business idea, whenever you think about moving to that new city or even learning to parallel park, system one says, that's not my job. They don't pay me enough to take risks with a new business idea. And I don't want to move to a new city that I've never been to. And we don't need to learn how to parallel park. We can park two blocks away and walk back because we need the exercise anyway. See, all of those fancy new ideas you have, system one says, please take them over there to system two, because that's what they get paid to do, not I. See, here's a problem with that. According to research, we use system one thinking in approximately 98% of our decision making. And the reason is because they're very close friends. They've known each other forever. They know, trust, and like, and rely on each other forever for all our decision making. So for the most part, system two usually just goes along with whatever system one says. So how do we override this system and not allow our brain to sabotage our success, whether we want to start a new business, lose weight, learn the parallel talk, or any other worthwhile goal that we're attempting to accomplish? And notice I use worthwhile goals in order to put system two to work. This question is what most people ask when they're thinking about doing something new or learning something new. And this is one question will cause your brain to immediately sabotage your success before you even get started. And that question is, how? And as my mentor and friend, Mr. Les Brown says, how is none of your business. See, this is what happens when you ask how. System one says, I don't know how, and I don't care how, because that's not my job. They don't pay me enough to figure out how. Anyway, why do we need to start a new business? Why do we need to move to a new city? Why can't we just continue doing things that we've always done? We're pretty comfortable, right? Why change things now? Anyway, it's never going to work. You're wasting your time. Because look at you. You're too old. You're too young. You're a woman. This is a man's world. You're a man. You're black. You're white. You're too tall. You're too short. You're too skinny. And look at you. You are definitely too fat. You, my friend, says, however, see, you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. And you're determined to make a change in your life. So you say, I'm not listening to you. I don't care what they say. I'm going to start that new business. I'm going to write that book. I'm going to follow my dreams. And nothing's going to stop me. So move out of my way. Let me go talk to system two. And you go talk to system two. And system two looks at you, ponders for a moment, and said, So I hear you got big goals and dreams, huh? And you're excited. You say yes. And you start to explain. But before the first word comes out of your mouth, system two says, whatever system one says, that's my decision too. And it crushes your dreams into tiny little pieces. Remember, 98% of our decisions are made by system one. And now all of those doubts that you had, they start to creep back in. You start thinking, who do I think I am? I am just a woman. Maybe I'm too old. I'm too short. And look at me. I'm too fat. Who's ever going to take me seriously? See, for most people, that's how their story ends. That business idea doesn't seem like such a brilliant idea anymore. That book that they started to write is now collecting dust. And once again, they go back to accepting a life of mediocrity. But wait, there's more. Because one of my favorite mentors, Mr. Jim Rohn, he said this: let others lead small lives, but not you. Let others argue over small things, but not you. Let others cry over small hurts, but not you. Let others leave their future in somebody else's hands, but not you. And me personally, I want you to be more, do more, and have more. Because like me, I know you're on a mission. So I'm going to share with you the two questions that you need to ask that will bypass the automatic response of system one and put system two to work on your goals and your dreams religiously. The first question you must ask before you approach system two is, what? What exactly do I want? You have to break it down. Describe it. What does it look like? What does it smell like? What does it feel like? You have to visualize it. How will you know once you've achieved it? It must be specific. It cannot be 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different things. There can be absolutely no confusion. Remember, both systems are always looking for a way to be more efficient, which simply means they're always looking for a way not to do any more work than what is absolutely necessary, which is the reason why system one makes the majority of your decisions, because most of them are not clear and specific. So system two simply goes along with whatever system one says. So what do I want? What does it look like? Here's a quote I read recently, which sums it up for me. And it goes something like this. It says, take up one idea. Make that one idea your life. Think of it, dream of it, live on that idea. Let the brain, your nervous system, your muscles, every part of your body be full of that idea, and just leave every other idea alone until that idea has been accomplished. The second and most important question you must ask, and this is the question that's going to put system to work. That question is why? See, without a strong question, you will never get past the automatic response of system one. This is the question that gets system two into action. Without a strong why, system two simply defers to system one because it doesn't consider it to be important enough to dedicate time and energy. System two looks at it like this. If it's not that important to you, then guess what? It's not that important to me either. See, I want you to think about this for a moment. Every single worthwhile goal that you have ever accomplished, mastered, or achieved in your life was because you had a strong why. Nothing great has ever been achieved unless the person had a strong why for wanting to achieve it. You know how to drive today because you had a strong why. You might have forgotten that why, but you had a strong why, believe me. You learned how to walk because you had a strong why. If you learned a new language or how to play an instrument as an adult, it's only because you had a strong why. Achieving your goals and dreams are no different. If the brain doesn't see it as something that is worthwhile with a clear and definite purpose, system two will not go to work on your behalf. In fact, you will not get past system one. System one will kill your dreams instantly. So to sum it all up, you have to stop asking how to do things that you've never done before because system one shuts you down. And instead, you have to ask these questions. You have to answer these questions. What do I want? What does it look like? How does it feel? How does it smell? How does it taste? You have to visualize it. You have to see it before it's made. And why do I want it? That is the most important question. Why? You have to have a strong why. Once you have those two, you can go to system two, and system two will work on your behalf. I am Cliff Townsend, founder of BrainMaster.com, and also the podcast Get Rich Quick or Stay Broke, where you will learn strategies, techniques on how to create wealth quickly. And I'll see you on the next episode.